This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we'll continue with the characteristics of Ibad al-Rahman. May Allah make us all from Ibad al-Rahman. What was the first characteristic? يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَ. They walk on earth with the humility. And the second characteristic? وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And if they have any kind of argument, they would leave with dignity. Now tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we'll take their third quality.
وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا.
And the ones, listen to this, the ones who spend the night in one of two ways, either in sujood or in qiyam. They spend the night either sujjadan or qiyama, they're standing up in the salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أقرب ما يكون العبد إلى ربه في جوف الليل. The closest you are to Allah in the last third or in the middle of the night. And the closest you are to Allah when you are in sujood. So if you are in sujood and in the middle of the night, you are the closest to Allah. So you would imagine these people would be the first people in the list. They are the closest to Allah Azza wa Jal. And what does Qiyam do to us? It humbles us. You are alone with Allah Azza wa Jal, alone. It gives you humility. And the more secretive is the ibadah, the more sincere is the ibadah, and the more accepted is the ibadah. So, what do we learn by having the people who walk on earth with humility and they do not argue, that came before the ones who are the closest to Allah? The lesson here, you want to have humility with Allah in the middle of the night, have humility with people during the day. When Hassan al-Basri was asked, listen carefully please, he said, Ya Imam, Ya Aba Sa'id, his nickname is Aba Sa'id. He said, Ya Aba Sa'id, I'm having a hard time performing Qiyam. Just like in our time, Sheikh, I put the alarm, I ask my wife to wake me up, I sleep early, but I'm not getting up for Qiyam in our terms. He said, كَبَّلَتْكَ ذُنُوبُكَ. Your sins have chained you down. So if anybody who's arrogant, looking down on others, you will not find this guy performing Qiyam. He will be deprived from Qiyam. Because the humility with people came before the humbleness with Allah Azza wa Jal. So the third characteristic are these people who perform Qiyam, and listen to this, subhanAllah. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ. That means they are doing it only for the sake of Allah, not to show off. Have you ever seen someone who did Qiyam sincerely come the next day? Wallahi ya shabab, I'm exhausted. Why? Wallahi, all night in Qiyam. Nobody does that. Nobody sincere does that. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ. The Qiyam has been praised so much in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he wants to describe the muhsineen, what did he say about them?
كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ.
They used to hardly sleep. These are the muhsineen. May Allah make us all among them. And they used to make istighfar at the time of suhoor. That's why I always tell the brothers and sisters, now at this time, we keep eating till the time of 6:12, till we keep eating till 6:11:59, right? 6 and 11 and 59 seconds, we keep eating until, subhanAllah, we hear the adhan. there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying please leave 1 minute, 1 minute or 2 minutes for istighfar. Why? So you can be from the mustaghfirina bil ashar, the one who make istighfar at the time of suhoor. Allah praised them all over the Quran. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They cannot sleep at night. They keep moving left and right. How can I sleep and I have no clue where is my destination? You know, sometimes if you have a court date, you cannot sleep what the judge is going to say. How about the judge of judges on the day of judgment? I'm sleeping comfortable and I have no clue if my destination is Jannah or Nar. So the people of Qiyam have been praised all over the Quran, and even in the hadith, this beautiful hadith, ثَلَاثَةٌ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَضْحَقْ إِلَيْهِمْ وَيَسْتَبْشِرْ بِهِمْ. Three kinds of people. Allah loves them and smiles to them and يَسْتَبْشِرْ بِهِمْ. Who are they, Ya Allah? Who are they, Ya Rasulullah? One of them is a person who has a comfortable bed and he has a wife, and he leaves his comfort of his bed and he leaves his wife and get up and perform qiyam. And وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَقَدْ. And if he wanted, it's not a must. If he wished to sleep, he could have slept. But he did it just for me. Allah will love him. So the hadith of the virtue of qiyam, Jibreel alayhi salam told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَعْلَمْ, know for a fact, Ya Muhammad, أَنَّ شَرَفَ الْمُؤْمِنِ, the sharaf, the honor of the believer, qiyam al-layl. The sharaf of the believer is qiyam al-layl. Ya akhwan, qiyam al-layl is any salat performed from after Isha all the way to Fajr. You can start with just 2 rak'ah after sunnah of the Isha, or 2 rak'ah before you sleep. Or the best qiyam is the last third of the night, half an hour, 45 minutes before the adhan of Fajr. That's the best qiyam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قام بعشر آيات لم يكن من الغافلين. Because anytime we hear qiyam, we think that's going to be 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. That's great if we get to that level. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever performed qiyam with 10 ayah, يعني فاتحة and قل هو الله أحد, لم يكن من الغافلين, he's not heedless, he will not be recorded as heedless. ومن قام بمئة آية كان من القانتين, and whomsoever get up with 100 ayah, he's from the devout ones. ومن قام بألف آية كان من المقنطرين, and whomsoever perform قيام with 1,000 ayah, and by the way, 1,000 ayah is جزء عما and جزء تبارك is 1,000 ayah. He will be from the مقنطرين, يعني the ones with قناطير, the one with mountains of حسنات. And I will finish with this. Perform qiyam for one of 2 reasons. Either because you have so many blessings, get up and perform qiyam and thank Allah for them. Or you have a lot of sins, get up and perform qiyam and ask Allah to forgive you. Ya Aisha, or Aisha is asking, Ya Rasulullah, why do you get up all night and all your previous and future sins are forgiven? كان يقوم, when was the last time your feet got swollen from doing any ibadah? Anyone? Your feet swollen feet from performing ibadah, an act of worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's guaranteed Jannah, his feet get swollen from performing qiyam, and me and you have no clue where we're going and we are snoring. Subhanallah. So this is the time, Ya Akhwan. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell her? أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. When she asked him, why are you doing this? He said, shouldn't I be a thankful, a grateful slave to Allah Azza wa Jal? اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين. اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين. اللهم اجعلنا من القائمين. By the way, صلاة التراويح is the قيام of Ramadan. يعني قيام of Ramadan is called تراويح, but it's actually قيام. So alhamdulillah رب العالمين, we are now being trained for 30 days to perform this ibadah. So beg Allah to make us from the people who will continue performing it after Ramadan. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.